I can tell you about the time that I first met Mark Bolan, who became a very, very good friend of mine. We actually met very early on in the 60s, before either of us were even a tadpole known. We were nothing. We were just two nothing kids with huge ambitions. And we both had the same manager at the time. And we met each other, firstly, painting the wall of our then manager's office. Hello, who are you?
I'm Mark, man.
Hello, what do you do?
I'm a singer.
Oh, yes, so am I. You a mod?
Yeah, I'm King Mod. Your shoes are crap.
Well, you're short. So we became really close friends. Mark took me dustbin shopping. At that time, Carnaby Street, the fashion district, was going through a period of incredible wealth. And rather than replace buttons on their shirts or zippers on their trousers, at the end of the day, they just throw it all away in the dustbin. So we used to go up and down Carnaby Street. This is prior to King's Road. And go through all the dustbins around 9, 10 o'clock at night and get our wardrobes together. That's how life was, you see. I could also tell you that when we used to play the working men's clubs up north, very rough district, and I first went out as Ziggy Stardust, I was in the dressing room, one club, and I said to the manager, could you show me where the lavatory is, please? And he said, aye, look up that corridor, and you see the sink attached to the wall at the end. There you go. So I tottered briefly on my stack heel boots and said, my dear man, I'm not pissing in a sink. He said, looks as if it's good enough for Shirley Bassey, it's good enough for you. Then were the days, I guess.
Say I'm wrong. You take a thing. You put them all in your tongue, your dress, and your face is a mess, and your hot tramp.
La di da di da di da.